Ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley, welcome to the Giving the Spotlight Hour here on WWDB Talk 860. We've got a great show. A lot of great people on the broadcast, but it's going to be interesting because the theme, okay, the Christmas Gala, which is an organization that does a great job for our seniors, but Christmas is 365. It's not just one day a year. We're gonna learn about that and the great things they do. I'm going to bring in our co-host, Peggy Jansen from Givenish. How are you, Peggy?
Very good. Thank you for having me. Good. And we want to give a shout-out to John Givenish, the owner and founder of Life Celebration by Givenish Homes that owns and operates 14 homes. And he gives us this platform here on WWDB to do the Givenish Spotlight Hour. And the reason we asked you, Cheryl, and your group to come today is because we love sharing stories of like-minded people, and especially ones that are so giving. So just as Joe had alluded to, the name, don't let it deceive our listeners, it's called the Christmas Gala. However, it's about a group that gives all year long. So we want to make sure we get the word out about the great work that you do and how we can help you. And so, again, we welcome you and Barbara and Luann to the show, and we can't wait to hear more about everything that you do.
Thank you for having us.
And so having said that, you know, I'd like to bring in the founder of the Christmas Gala, Cheryl Campbell. First of all, welcome to the broadcast. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
We're going to bring your team members in a second, but if you would, a little bit about yourself and the organization.
A little bit about myself. So I am
a self-starter, that's for damn sure.
So I actually founded the Christmas Gala going into our 16th year, and it was purely accidental. It was just simply we wanted to help one woman back in 2008 to get a cart to help her with groceries. And it has blossomed from finding 67 gifts for one our first year to most likely this year we are probably going to hit over 1,000. We don't have the numbers yet, but 1,000 just during our angel season time.
So the individuals that you help in particular are the seniors who are in need, you know, it's like you said, and in my research I was looking, it started in your home, of course, and it has blossomed across Delaware, Bucks County and the surrounding areas, including Philadelphia. The surrounding areas.
I always call the borders, so it'd be like Montgomery, New Jersey. We haven't taken on Philly because if you do one, unfortunately, we will someday.
I understand. Yeah. Sure, I knew that. That was a test. it's your organization. I knew you'd get it.
You just wanted me to have a heart attack that we're now going to do Philly too.
We need 6 million new packages. The organization, it's a 501c3, mm-hmm. and you have a great team around you. If you would, let me bring in who do we have on the broadcast?
So Barb is to my right here, and Luann is across from me.
Okay.
Okay, and they've both been with me for a while, but Barb is my energy, and Luann and I have a very special bond since she's been with us.
Awesome. So, Barb, if you would, a little bit about yourself and what you do besides being the energy, talk about what you do with you and what drew you towards the organization.
Well, it was around 2018, and I don't even really remember. I just kind of showed up. They were looking for delivery volunteers, and that's what I do. I just kind of show up. I don't even put myself on the schedule anymore.
What's funny about that is, you know, that is a great trait. Just showing, but I just show up. Guess what? That says reliability, and the fact that giving and helping those in need makes you feel pretty good.
Oh, it's such a big deal. It really is such a big deal. I've had people come out of their apartments and just want to talk to you, and it warms your heart because they're there for their gift, but they're also there for conversation, and they are so thankful. It's just really amazing. And we also go to some of the parties that they invite us to when they give out their gifts.
Oh, wow.
And so I put on my little Santa outfit.
Oh, wow.
And everybody loves it. It's really a fun time. I had a lady just recently where we went, and I had my outfit on, and she said, I took a picture of you last time. Right. And she went, and she said, we got a picture together. And so she showed me. I'm like, well, we got to take a picture together again,
that's
don't we?
That's awesome. I'll tell you what. You know, and I love the fact that, well, you hear it a lot. You know, I mean, obviously Christmas time is a great spiritual time of the year, no question. But having Christmas, that spirit of giving year-round is really what it's all about. And so, Luann, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
Well, and I tell you, you probably don't know this, but we had a meeting before the show, and somebody has to sing the national anthem, right? So we voted
Peggy,
on you.
No, Peggy gets my money back?
No, no. Peggy voted for you.
No, no.
So welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
And talk about your experience with the Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I'm a retired special education teacher from Bucks County, and my first experience with Cheryl's organization, before I ever knew of Cheryl or met Cheryl, was through some of the teachers going to my girlfriend's Curve studio and picking up tags from that Curve studio. Yeah. And I,
by the way, what are tags? Because
Because
I was reading the story.
So I'll do that real quick. So we have a couple of programs. We have three programs, and our big one is the Angel program, where we give a Christmas present that is specific to a client. So we do seniors and mental health groups. And so when I say specific, they fill out an application. They tell us what they want. We then put it on. You ever see the kids have tags on trees? So we have tags for our seniors. And then we find businesses and people who will take those tags and fill them with the request of our seniors. So our seniors ask for things like sheets and towels and things that you would buy for yourself normally every day.
Yeah.
Every once in a while we get some crazy things. You know, somebody needed an air fryer, and people go, why do they need an air fryer? So we investigate every request that comes in. So you have to remember, we do ages from 60 to 101.
Wow.
And so if we get a 90-year-old that can't cook anymore, and they've been microwaving their food forever, and it tastes like poopy, and so they've learned how to use an air fryer, which is pretty simple, and they can eat their food better, then sure, I'm going to help them get an air fryer. So anything that we can do to change or alter the direction of their life to make it better, whether it's this program or any of our programs, we do that. And so the Angel tags actually was a friend of mine, Diane, and that's where we started at, and then that stories you now.
There you go.
Right, so some of the teachers at the middle school that I was working at the very end of my career, they would mention, you know, in the faculty, like, we've got these tags, and so it's like, well, this is really cool. And then I retired, so I'm like, well, where do I channel my time, my energies? And I went into my credit union and saw a tray, and it had Angel Tree tags on it, and I was like, this is amazing. And you can go through and look at the tags and kind of get a feel for, would I like to help an elderly female or a younger male? You know, they don't label them as mental health issues, but you see the age on there. And this one young man, the tag I picked up, wanted a out-of-print Pearlesque buck book and some other items like sweatpants and wallet and the normal things. But all of his requested items made me think of my dad, who had passed in 2012. And so go to my chiropractor with my daughter, as we're wont to do every Tuesday. And my daughter loved the fact that I had this fellow who reminded her of her grandfather. There was one tag left on the chiropractor's wall. She's also an Angel Tree tag holder. And she said, Mom, I'd like to do this. And I said, feel free. And she wanted to do it with her own money, too, which I thought was amazing as well. So I go back with the chiropractor. Cheryl also attends that same office, and she's coming out, and she saw my daughter taking the tag off the wall and said, do you know what that's about? Is there any questions you have? She said, well, my mom took this tag, and it just reminded me of my grandfather and the Pearlesque buck book. And she's like, oh my gosh, we were talking about that in the office, because I was worried that they would think it was a used, funky old book, but it was out of print. So the only place I could get it when I ordered it came from a high school library where they were getting rid of their books. And so I put a note in saying, please don't think this is like a cheap way of giving the guy his book, but it's not in print anymore, but at least hopefully he'll enjoy reading it. And running into Cheryl there that day, I thought, it's kind of like the light bulb went off, and I thought, I think if she's accepting volunteers, this is an organization I could get behind. And especially with a special education background, the fact that they had mental health folks that they worked with too, it just was right up my alley, and it's been you know, a nice match made in heaven ever since.
So let me add to our story that made it even more magical. Okay, so every gift that comes through has to get inventoried and checked pretty quick. And so I have a team that's working on gifts, and I was coming back up the steps and I heard someone say, "Oh, this is a used book in here." And I run back down. I was like, "Just leave it there." "No, there's no," I said, "If that book is in the bag, they asked for it, and there's a reason it's there. We do not take it out. We leave it." That next day, I met Luann, and it was her gift that we were talking about. And I had told her, I said, "I cannot believe I'm meeting the woman who bought the mine. There's over 1,000 people.
Fate.
And so I literally met the woman who had the book that I just got done explaining to our team that it has to
out
go.
Of the hundreds of gifts that
out
you
of the thousands over 1,000 gifts that come through there.
Joe, I don't know if you and I are the ones to do this story today, because you know we're both so sentimental.
Yeah.
And I can see you welling up, and I'm sitting here like Tukey tearing, because you ladies don't even know how special you are. Or, you know, you really don't. I mean, just the fact that you are givers, and givers all year round. And, you know, Cheryl, I won't share it because it's yours to share, but I know you did share with me some things that are going on personally in your life, and you have every reason to do nothing but just worry about you and your world. And yet here you are spreading it for other people. And then, you know, looking at Barbara and Luann, like, how great is it that, you know, you just show up and you retired. It's time to relax, and yet you're diving in to help other people. Like, that's,
well,
you know,
it is amazing. And by the way, that I just show up. That is
it's
one of
a good motto.
Somebody
show
should
up.
Do a, somebody should do a T-shirt.
Yeah. I think you should do some shirts.
I want to get into the process of the tags. I'm glad I asked about them, because I'm reading and I'm going.
Well, already I'm thinking we need a tree here. You know?
Oh, you do.
I mean, we need a tree.
And all your buildings.
Every company out there that's listening, please get in touch with the Christmas Gala, because, you know, every company you talk to, they all do the same thing. You know, Secret Santa, this, that, or buy each other little, you know, gifts and this and that. I guarantee you, as an employee of a company, nothing feels better than giving. And that's the truth. And now that you're even sharing how much it means to the people, and our listeners can hear that, I can't imagine any employers not wanting to pay it forward. So, you know, most companies do put a tree or something up. So why not decorate it by putting these tags on it? People can take the tags and then fill it and make somebody else happy. So I'm going to head these, give this headphone back over to Barbara, because I want to hear more about everything they do.
Absolutely. I want to talk about the end of, and we're going to get into the process and the tags, and because, but I'd like to get into the individuals that you're helping, okay? Because when you talk about our seniors, okay, and you know the old saying, and it's this truest saying, I don't care, but for the grace of God, there go I. None of us know. None of us know. And how you find yourself in that situation, a million different ways. A divorce, you know, your spouse passes. You find, you know, there's just where you find yourself sometimes in a difficult situation. Okay, as I, you know, start to get, you know, I guess a little up there in age. I mean, 38's not that old. Right?
I'm
pretty young. So, you know, you do think about those things. And I think about, you know, my wife and I, we have one son, okay? And so it's not like we had a lot of kids. And so, you know, you can imagine different things. Let's talk about those individuals that and of course, you talked about the mental health and having a child or something, you know that you know someday, you know, you may not be there for. How did it come to light, Cheryl, that was the population that you wanted to serve?
So, again, I didn't know I wanted to do anything. And my grandmother had died 16 years to that date, and the senior came, but then it just grew. But year five, there were 500 gifts in my living room. and I either had to stop or I had to keep going. And so by the grace of God, and I said, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I put it out there to try and find a location. For months we looked. We were going to get a storage unit and work out of a storage unit. And late at night, Facebook, up comes this office. And I don't even see the office, and I said, I want it. So that's how we got started to stay, because somebody upstairs said, here's your space, move it from your house, keep going. Now we have a space. How do we do all these gifts? We have 500. We want to make sure people are going to get the gifts that really need it. And so lots of networking. I learned that, you know, there are groups out there that take care of our elderly, and that, you know, there are people that have a 101-year-old woman living in their apartment complex, and they've outlived all the family members, and they're going to have nothing under the tree. Or there are...
or there's some essentials that aren't there that you can help with.
So the low income part is very important for the Angel program, because there's the other two. But also you can have money and still be alone, and we still want to make sure you get a gift. But the problem here is that what people don't realize is, even if people have family, we all have stories behind us. And so through our phone calls that we get, everybody has a story. And we know that this person is alone, but they have 7 kids. Why are they alone on Christmas Day? We're going to give them a present.
I'm reading while you're talking about your mission to educate the community on the needs of the senior population.
Yep.
You know, we all know, like in my family, when my grandfather passed, the communication between our side of the family and the other side of the family just left. Even though there was love there, he's the one who was the glue.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, situations just like that. That story you're talking about, Cheryl, and it can just happen like that. Somebody loses a loved one, and you talk about who the heck knows, but educating people.
Right.
I don't think there is enough, even close, of enough education for young people
To help you with that. So on our tags, it has things that we write on there, which people come to me and go, they want toilet paper, they want a paper towel, they want toothpaste. That's education in itself, just reading our tags, going, this is the choices they have, this is what they're asking for. So when you say educate, we work with schools, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, we work with all kind of programs. So we partner with over 40 organizations, but we also partner with the community, if there's children, other adults, whatever, so that we all work together so that they can see what the mission is, and we bring it together. And they're learning. They're learning that there are more people out there than just you or I. You know, we get a new blanket for Christmas with no problem. Not everybody does. You know, as simple as that, you know, that snacks is a big one that people ask for. We can just go buy our own snacks. What do you mean snacks? Like, people think I'm joking when it's like, no, they ask for potato chips because they can't afford them.
You're right about that as an educator. What are some challenges in regards to getting that word out there? Like, in other words, you know, people have a tendency that, you know, you know, but maybe in the middle of their own struggle, even if it's their own everyday life, empathizing, you know, enough to get involved. How do you the outreach? Talk about the outreach and the actual publicity for the organization. How do you get the word out?
So
hopefully something like this, but I mean,
so I'm always afraid to go too big because we're small, like, to get all the publicity, but we are very well known on Facebook, and I do a lot of networking. Our community is great with filling our need. What the community doesn't realize is that behind the scenes, we have no paid employees. And so I spend 10, 12 hours a day for about 3.5-4 months preparing for our busy season. Mind you, we're doing stuff to surprise a senior and our EPIC program all the other months. So what the help is we need is we need people who have the brains, who have the skills to help keep the doors open. So we can fill it. Like, what we're doing right now, I can continue to fill 1,000 gifts at the Angel Season time. I can continue to do what we're doing. But I personally can't keep doing it. I'm 62. I'll be 62. I'm tired. It's been 16 years. I need fresh blood to come in and go, I need to feel this mission. How can we help you get it going? The community is going to come to whoever does it. I really truly believe that because everybody says, oh, it's you, Cheryl, but it's not just me. So I want to touch on something really quick. The gala, I'm going to cry. The gala has brought me a million people through the doors, but people like Luann and Barb who stay, she goes off to Virginia or Vermont. But in our office, bonding happens with all of my volunteers, all of my team members. I try very hard to make sure that we all get along. I lose my mind sometimes. But the most important thing about what keeps this going is the team, how they react to each other, to me, and to get the mission out. So without their love and support, she doesn't just show up. She showed up for me with my daughter when my daughter was diagnosed. My daughter has cancer. She shows up when you least expect it with a nice little smiley face. Even Luann Lee recently sent me some notes. So the gala is more than just helping the seniors. We help each other. A lot of our team have their own struggles. And when we get here, we laugh, they giggle, so that they can help our seniors get what they need or our mental health. You know, so that's my story.
And the first thing that I thought of is, you know, everybody wants a purpose, okay? And the first thing I'm thinking when you're talking about, obviously, the team and the volunteers, everybody wants to be a part of something, okay? And I thought, as you were speaking, I thought, man, a lot of the people who are receiving, you know, these gifts, who are in need, maybe individuals that might want to be like, you know what, I want to be a part of something that can, the team members themselves, I mean, become part of the team themselves, because they know how good it feels and how and how much to appreciate that. To me, now, look, not everybody's mobile, okay, and obviously there are challenges there, but being a part of something that you can that has benefited you, and also giving, you know, how good is, at Christmas time, my wife says to me, you know, we're saving for our son's wedding, and she goes, well, I'm not going to be able to get you. I'm like, Lane, you know, I want her and my son, okay, it feels 100,000 times better to give than it does to receive. Okay, you can get a lifetime out of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, when I started in 2018, I had a car that I leased, and I was part of the go pick up the gifts, bring them back to the office, take them back, you know, deliver them to wherever they're going. And I actually, I had to turn in my lease early because
you were using a lot of miles.
The miles, yeah, but it felt wonderful. I really didn't care, you know, it's just... And, like, my sisters, when they take a tag, they're like, I'm adopting a grandparent. It just feels so amazing. And I'll never forget the one time when I found out was that somebody asked for a cord of wood to keep their home warm. I was like, wow. Just wow.
Yep.
So
you don't want to stop what you're doing and go get that.
Yep. Chop it for you.
Well, I have a question. How do you find out? In other words, through the tags themselves, someone, you know.
Yeah.
And how do they, you know, how do you?
So fortunately, over the years, I've built relationships with over 40 of the other nonprofits or organizations in the community. And so we've developed an application, and they hand it out to the people that they think would qualify for it. We do apartment complexes that are low income, and they fill out these wish lists. And then we have a team that sits down and reads the wish list and try to put things down on the tag. So the wish list comes in from the organizations. Some of them we will deliver to the door. A lot of the gifts that we will give back to the organization so they can deliver it. Specifically, like the mental health world, you know, privacy is very important for me, for them. And so, you know, we'll give it to the caseworkers. And, you know, we don't really hear too much back from some of those groups. We hear from the caseworkers, the case managers, the social workers who cannot.
And the people.
We get some thank you notes. And we cannot say, and they cannot say enough that these caseworkers, some of these caseworkers or case managers usually and try to buy stuff for their people themselves, and they don't get paid a lot of money. And so knowing that they can put these applications in with us so that they can walk to the door and give their clients these gifts. And we don't care if they think it's from us or not. So we don't really make a big stink about that it's from the Christmas Gala. We just stick a tag on the outside. It says the Christmas Gala. But if those people receiving the gift think it's coming from that poor caseworker who's busting her butt or his butt, and they are thrilled to death to get it, then that is what it's all about. It doesn't matter who gets the credit for it. It matters that that relationship for those two people keep growing. And through the 16 years I've been doing this, I cannot tell you the amount of times I hear this from social workers, caseworkers, that you don't know how much this changed my client's mind when I got there because they were this. Or a senior who said, you have no idea that I've been crying for 3 days. And then I opened up the door for our surprise, the senior, where we just throw stuff in a bag and we drop it and we run. And I opened up this, and I didn't know anybody even cared, and I got this nice, happy bag. So it's really just for me and for my team to make sure people know that we're there. Mind you, we do help with things like water, electric, sewer, and things like that with our Epic and Emergency Program. That's a whole other little thing, and we raise money for that. So...
Well, before I get into the other programs, yep, because you guys do a lot of things, who came up with the idea for the tags? Because I'll tell you why. I can imagine just looking at that tag and going, all right, that's mine.
So, believe it or not, the very first organization I helped had tags on a tree. And that's what I came up with. So, basically, I came up with it. Mm-hmm. And so... but through the years, we've improved them so that they were more, so some of the tags you see for kids, it has a couple things on it, but we make ours colorful. We put like, you know, my favorite thing is this. We try to give a little bit of a personality to the tag so that when you're picking it up, you know, this is a male who, a female who likes to garden. They didn't ask for gardening tools, but what we're saying is, I want you to feel connected. I'm a big believer in things come to you. And so I believe that when these tags are put out there and where they're placed, they're meant to be where they're at. Because when they're taken, I cannot tell you the amount of people that come to me and say, I cannot believe I found this tag. I said, actually, the tag found you. And then when my team members tell me, I don't know what else to put in this gift because it doesn't have enough. I said, go with your gut. We have shelves and go shopping. And they go shopping. And then we get a note back from somebody saying, how did you know I wanted A, B, or C? And I'm like, I have no idea. But whoever took you knew that you wanted this. And sometimes they say, how did you know I needed a robe? And they told us and they forgot. But that's beside the point. But I tell people, if you see something you want to put in the bag for a client and it's you didn't ask for it, it's meant to be there. So put it there. And I cannot tell you the amount of letters that we get back telling us, how did you know I needed this? And it wasn't on their tag. Because that tag was meant for that person at that very moment, which is one of the main reasons I can never just shut the doors, because there's many a times I want to, because at the end of every December, I'm ready to have a nervous breakdown. But then I get these damn letters. Ooh, crap. Oh, so
damn's not one of the words.
and then it just keeps going. And so this year is the year for 2024 for the Angel Program to soar, or the gala, or not, because if we cannot find a way for this to survive without me, I could die tomorrow. So if we cannot find a way for this to survive without me, then it's going to close. So this is the year. This is the year to find it. This radio show, meeting people like you guys, is that man putting things in my way. We wanted to do this before Christmas. I said, no, I can't do it now. This is the time. It was meant to be today, this moment. I'm a big believer in that. I'm going to cry again. Sorry.
Let's take a quick break. We'll have more from the Givenish Spotlight Hour in just a minute.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, We are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve. Go to afreserve.com for more information.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the Give Me Spotlight Hour here on WWDB Talk 860. Just an awesome show, and the Christmas Gala is something that it gives new meaning to Christmas 365, but also for those in need. I want to talk about we talk about our seniors and our mental health mentally health challenged population, which to me is also near and dear, but for the grace of God, and so you think about what you might have, whatever that is, okay? We're lucky to someday wake up and smell the coffee and all those things, but not everybody is that fortunate. That goes for mental health, and so but for the grace of God, there go I. So let's talk about the challenges. The programs. Because I just want to read through. We talk about the Angel Program, which is a big, what you do every day.
It's what supports us.
Right. The EPIC program?
EPIC program, emergency program, yeah.
Okay. And then that's the emergency program. A surprise, a senior program?
Yep. So that was born out of COVID. So during COVID, the caseworkers couldn't get to their clients to give us the applications. So people still donate it to us. So we had tons of stuff. And so anyway, we decided, we just started filling bags with everyday things and fun things. And so everything that was donated, we would fill these bags, and then we put toilet paper, paper towels, candy, anything we could do. And we were very fortunate. Most of the organizations we work with trust us because you weren't really allowed to go into the buildings and stuff. So my team, cold as it was out during Christmas, my team triple masked, literally stood outside of buildings, lined up these gifts all up and down the front parkway, and two by two, we were only allowed so many people in the building at one time, so people had to stand outside, filled with these fun goodies, and then my team, so let me explain, volunteers as team, we don't use the word volunteer in our organization, we do team members, because everybody works together.
Right.
And so my team, and I wasn't always there, Helene, which is not here, she was sick, is my rock with so many different things, and she runs the Surprise of Senior like nobody else, and they would take these bags up and they put them, they knock on the door and they stick them next to the thing. And then they'd leave and the people are coming out of the door screaming, "We wanted to say thank you." And they were told to stay in during COVID. But anyway, we did over, I think like 1300 the first year of those Surprise the Senior bags all over the place. All the mental health groups that we could reach out to, we made. So we make these bags specific to the need. So, and I don't want to keep using the word mental health. So understand that senior citizens, 50% of our seniors have some type of a mental health challenge. So they were already in there. It's just that we added everybody else in those groups. And, but we would make sure that those things were in there. So if there's a group that was transient, that was going to be moving around, we make sure they got a backpack, not a bag. If we got to a place that we knew that they would need toilet paper, we make sure they had toilet paper. If we got to a place, a location that needed extra food, we put through food in there. So we would talk to whoever our key people were to find out what do you think they need in the bags, plus the fun stuff we would put in there. And so Surprise the Senior was born and nobody wanted to let it go. Christmas angel season came back. And so now we do Surprise the Senior from February until June, and we'll build some bags. That's where we need items to be donated, toilet paper, paper towel, so we can fill these bags and go and just, we're not just, so recently we've been doing parties, so we'll go and we'll introduce ourselves, or if it's application time for angel time, we'll take that, or we'll go into some locations and let them go shopping. So we had so much stuff a couple of times that we set up in lobbies, and the residents would come down and they get some free tickets and they could go shopping for the items that they want. That was fun. Luann was with that.
Yeah.
And they just got their bag and they would go shopping and they got two free items, which is usually toilet paper or tissue, and then they go through and pick up some of the other items. It's a good way for us to get to know them and to say hello and help them when it's time to do the angel application, if we're allowed. And so that program isn't huge, but it is a huge impact. That's how they, a lot of times people don't fill out the angel application because they don't know us. They think, so people take, you know, they get taken a lot.
Yeah.
And so they don't know who we are, so they don't want to put their name on something.
Yeah.
Once they get to know us, everybody puts their name on everything.
Yeah.
But they trust. They trust my team. They'll trust my ladies. And so that's how Surprise the Senior was born. And so we want to try and keep that going. And so we do that throughout the year. It also helps my team members get do something besides just at Christmas time. And it slows things up so they get to know each other. Like, we're going to have our thank you lunch dinner on the 24th, and it's for new people, old people at the office. And they just get to talk and eat and talk about stories, and that's what we're going to do. I do that often so that everybody can get to know each other and talk about the programs. And that's that one.
And this program is, you said, from January to June?
So February, well, we tried to do January. We need breaks. So it's be
right.
February will be the first bunch that go out, and June will be the last bunch that go out, because then we're prepping for angel season.
And that shopping thing was so much fun.
It is fun.
I mean, they came, like, they all got, like, say, five tickets, and there's stuff all the way around, and they go looking, and, oh, what do I want that? Do I want that? And then they go back, and they're, like, so grateful.
You know what,
so grateful for the little things.
Sure. And what, the more I think about it, obviously, the essence of a person, somebody who, you know, actually seeing it and seeing something that somebody needs, actually seeing one person, one tag, okay, and surprising one person. It's probably not real hard to gain a relationship with somebody after that experience. And I'm sure that you talk about, is it Helene Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
We'll give her a shout out. You're not getting
amazing.
Out of the next show, though.
She's amazing.
That's awesome. But you know, you have that. I guess once you do it one time, you want to be. You want to continue to help and do the Surprise Senior program. It's just fantastic. And all the programs on the website. So you have. Mm-hmm. What's the Clyde and Gobi stocking?
Oh, and that's so cute.
So we haven't really done too much of that recently.
But I knew I was going to pick something.
So it's so funny. My granddaughter, her dog was named Gobi, and he had passed. And so when she was little, she put his stocking up, and her mom said, "Why are you putting that up?" "Well, I want Santa Claus to put stuff in there for grandmom's old people." So for Gobi stocking. So we've developed Gobi stocking. We'll do it in March usually. We'll collect pet supplies and then we'll give it away to whoever needs it. My grandson's dog died, Clyde. Mm-hmm. And why did Gobi get to be on the list for Gobi stocking?
Wow.
So Clyde had to be added. So
Clyde.
Clyde and Gobi's stocking.
That's
now.
Awesome.
So we will do that eventually. We'll bring that back again. And a lot of our elderly don't really have animals, but we'll still do it, and we'll find out who does, and then we donate. So a lot of times if we get too much of something, we'll donate to another organization around us. So we'll donate to another pet. So my daughter has some dog places that she likes, so we'll do that. But that'll come back as we grow, but I had to slow down a little bit, but it's a very popular one. People kill, and we can't do pet supplies during Christmas because people buy more stuff for our seniors' dogs and cats than they will for the people.
Yep.
So I don't like to put that on our tags.
I do want to say one thing interesting about that, though. I was talking to my best friends in the hospital, and he 1 year bought my wife and I for Christmas a kind of like a blanket for our dog, right? Which was pretty cool because, you know, which we didn't think of. And by the way, we're like, what'd you buy us a gift for? You know, I mean, he's got grandkids and all, but he happened to buy all his friends, a blanket for their pets. And it was really creative. It was just interesting. The extra care program for seniors.
So that's the Echoes and Epic. So Echoes is really for medical. And the only reason I do it separately is so we can see, I write for grants. So I need to see how much money we spend on each program. And so the Epic is emergency things. So somebody was homeless and now they're getting into a house and they need a bed. So we'll buy a bed. Somebody's electric is about to be turned off. Sometimes they're really high numbers, we can't pay for it, so we have to partner with another organization and we'll try to pay for it. Somebody's sewer is off, going to be turned off, we try to do that. Right now we have a client that needs a new couch, a couch and a bed, or he's going to be evicted. Personal reasons, it's his apartment got a little messed up, so we're going to try and help him. So our goal is, again, the mission that I always say that we live off of when we're doing our Epic phone calls, if the need, the request is going to change or alter the direction of this person's life, if we help them, then we do it. If it's not going to alter it, then we can't help them.
Well, I was just going to say, I know you research everything that comes in. You talk about those qualifications. But I also want, if somebody who's listening to this program is in need and you're in the Bucks County region,
I had to do it yesterday. It was a man who owes $1,700 for rent, and he's never asked for help from anybody. And I don't have $1,700, and we don't do rent. So the only way we would ever do a rent, as I would say, is somebody who's on low-income housing, and they owe $105 because they can get evicted if they owe that much. We can do something like that. But 1 month of $1,700, right, I can't do. And my heart breaks because other people gave him my phone number thinking we could help. And
well, how do they contact you, people?
Give our phone number out. We're public.
What about the website?
We're in the website. We're in a bunch of there's a bunch of groups out there where, you know, people can go looking for help, and we're in them.
ChristmasGala.org, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, ChristmasGala.org. And basically, if you Google it, it's the first 10 things that come up. ThatChristmasGala.org.
But also other organizations in the area.
Yes.
Because you have always helped out, like the Opportunity Council and United, like different groups in the area.
Well,
turn to Cheryl.
And I was going to say, talk about the partners that get involved and that if you can.
So I reach out to, there's a whole bunch of them. So any organization that's a nonprofit in Lower Bucks or in Upper Bucks, if they have seniors involved with them, I've reached out to them and we do stuff for them. If there are organizations, there's one that has beds for kids. I called up a couple of years ago, and so now if I need a bed for one of my seniors, and we can utilize it, we've agreed, I can purchase it. We're now one of their partners. So it's just building a relationship with all the nonprofits around us. I belong to a bunch of nonprofit groups so that we all talk what we need. And so if I need something, I can ask one of them. Or yesterday I was at a meeting and I gave another nonprofit a referral for something to go. As long as we all share information, you know, I'm not as big as all these other ones around me. So I don't get government funding and all that stuff. All of ours is, you know, the little bit of grants that I get and the fundraising we do. But mostly what we do in our office is sometimes is just getting them the right person. So spending time on the phone with them and getting them to the right other nonprofit that can help them, we also do that. And that's really big for our seniors, because a lot of times when you call some of these organizations, they're so overwhelmed, they just give numbers out, and then these people are calling all over the place. By the time they get to me, I'm like, dude, I'm not giving you any numbers. Tell me what you need, and then we try and figure out. And if I got to say to, like the guy yesterday says, I got no number to give you, because anything that I would that we talked about, he'd been turned down by. I said, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to give you some numbers to call. I don't have them. I feel really bad. I can't help you. I said, but I did tell him, you know, try your churches, blah, blah, blah. So it's really just about honesty in the office, too, for our clients that call. So if I can help them, I can help them. And there are some that we can't. And it breaks my heart. I used to do everything. I used to do everything. that almost knocked me out. So we don't do everything. I have a team now that makes the decisions on that. So it's not just me.
I know you don't like to talk about volunteers, but if somebody wanted to be a part of the team, how mm-hmm. would they reach out?
So actually my number's public to everybody, 267-549-7602. But if you go on the website, it literally says if you want to volunteer at the christmasgala.org, send information in and it'll go right to an email, and then they will forward it to one of us to reach out to you. We love to have people come and just do tours. So I always say if you come to a tour, you come see us, then you make your decision. And then you don't even make your decision then until you shadow a little bit. Come in and see some of my volunteers, see all the different things you can do. There might be something you do. Believe it or not, you might not, it might not be for you, but then I can send you somewhere that is for you.
Well, I was reading, in other words, sometimes you're just providing information for, you know, a social worker. Mm-hmm. A number of areas that may be able to help them with resources. Mm-hmm. That sometimes information to help somebody yep. can be, you know, really what they need. You don't have a magic wand, but you're being incredibly resourceful. It's priceless. Let's talk about, right now we just finished Christmas. Okay.
Yep.
And, you know, you're getting ready for the,
Surprise of senior. Right.
So what's on the agenda? When does that process actually start? And how? I just like to know how, you know, is it typically the people submit names? Do they actually call? You know, when they
for surprise the senior?
Or yeah.
For surprise the senior, we choose. So our team will sit down after our volunteer party, and the people who will be part of that, we're going to pick and choose. So we'll decide who didn't get something last year, what group this year didn't ask for. So if one group has 75 people in it that we offered the Christmas presents to, the Angel Program, and only 10 put an application in, we most likely will send our surprise the senior bags to that location so they get to know who we are and find out why they didn't put in their application last year. Mm-hmm. So we'll look at the numbers of how many are each location, how many did we receive, and then we will base it off of that so that those that didn't put an application in from some of these locations, if we do a surprise the senior for everybody in the building, then they get to know who we are. If we do a little party, if we do a drop-off, then it might make them feel better to put an application in for next year for the Angel Program. So that's pretty much how we pick that. Or an organization will call us and say, like some of the groups we work with, we just drop off 10 or 15, 20 bags so that if they get new clients in, they can pull it out of the bag and it's like a welcome bag. So we'll do stuff like that with this program.
So let's do this. I'm going to bring Peggy Jansen back into the program. We only have a couple minutes left. And, you know, obviously we want to get the word out. But Peggy, first of all, how did you meet Cheryl on the team?
Yeah. We happened to be at the same Senior Expo, which is another way that Cheryl and I get to spread the word about what our companies do to help seniors. And I was next to me, coincidentally, and I just started talking. And as you can see, she's easy to talk to and fell in love with her story. And as you know, like I said, John Givnish, owner and founder of Life Celebration by Givnish, is always very proactive to share the stories of like-minded people. And I felt like she fit the category of what her and her organization did. So, again, shout out to John for doing that. Also, shout out to the entire Life Celebration crew for donating today. We're going to give you 3 cases of the Life Celebration thermal mugs, as well as a couple packs of the Life Celebration pens. And you can use them, you know, for your goodie bags or whatever.
They'll be surprised.
But again, I truthfully, and I'm sure Joe will second it, I'm in awe of everything that you do. Again, if you'd like to learn more, it's christmasgala.org. You can find out all the information there. I hope that after listening, if you own a company, you might think about doing a tree with the tags or volunteering your time to be part of the team. And if you need me for anything, you know I'm always here 24/7. I help people before, during, and after their toughest times here at Life Celebration by Givnish. And I can be reached at 1-800-448-6474, 1-800-GIVNISH. My name is Peggy Jansen, and I couldn't be more proud to be part of the show today and meet you lovely women.
Well, said very well. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And John Givness, these shows are so meaningful. Mm-hmm. I got to stop. I got to bring a box of tissues.
I know, we cry all the time. It's ridiculous.
But I didn't plan on crying. No.
Well, I want to thank Cheryl Campbell for doing such a great job and making such a difference in the community. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Helene Kelly. Does a great job, and she'll be on the next broadcast. Luann Bender, thanks for being on the program.
You.
And, of course, Barbara, what's your last name?
Temple Owls.
Temple Owls? Okay, I saw that, and I'm like,
how
about that?
Funny, okay.
Awesome.
And you just show up, okay.
Oh, yeah.
A lesson
yeah,
for
that's
us all,
right.
Just show up.
That's
my new motto, just show up.
Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Givness Spotlight Hour and everyone from the Christmas Gala. On behalf of everybody on the panel, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.